Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Mark Knopfler and Dire Straits bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are Small Business Advocate. .com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob Prosen is our guest, P-R-O-S-E-N, Prosen Center for Business Advancement, the author of the award-winning book, multiple awards, that I almost can't see the title because of all the award stickers, Kiss Theory Goodbye, Five Proven Ways to Get Extraordinary Results in Any Company. Bob, thanks again for being here. Give us your website, please.
BobProsen.com, BobProsen.com.
Pretty darn easy. So check it out, folks. You want to hang out with Bob, you'll thank me later. Okay, Bob, we're talking about your question to these executives, these CEOs of small businesses that you've been hanging around with. You asked them, can you do better?
Right.
And we're continuing to talk about that because you said they said they didn't know how, they were giving excuses. Even though they admitted they could, they told you all the reasons why they didn't.
It's amazing. I think we're creatures of habit. You know, change is painful. Even when you know it, you can see it, you can feel it, taste it, smell it, you want it, and for whatever reason you don't take the steps to make it happen. So my goal is to help them, right? To get them past that hurdle.
And you know, Bob, even though we may be operating in an inefficient way, we somehow, when, as you said earlier just now, we get comfortable behind that and somehow find a way to be successful in that inefficient way.
You're right.
It's sad. We all do it, though. My buddy Joel Barker calls that our paradigms. He says you find a way, you establish a set of rules for yourself, and you find a way to be successful, even though it's not effective or efficient.
Yeah. Well, we got to survive somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have somebody who teaches us or we didn't have a mentor, we invent a way. And let's face it, most of these entrepreneurs are successful. Right. These small business people, they are successful.
Yep.
The question is, can they be really successful?
Right.
Big time. So I'm going to give you one really quick one here. It's a little bigger than what our audience is today. But in 2013, the end of the year, I went to work with a company called Rose Paving out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
A fantastic company. So they do parking lot striping and paving. Pretty straightforward stuff. A lot of competition. They were about a $42 million company. And I know it's bigger than a lot of our listeners today, but the same principles apply. They were about a $42 million company, and they were breaking even.
Hmm.
I met with the CEO last week in Chicago.
Very, very tight margins in that industry.
Very tight margins. Very price sensitive. So I met with the CEO in Chicago last week as we're winding up my engagement with them, so it'll end in 2015. Their projection this year, remember, they're at $42 million. The projection is $87
million. Wow.
With the highest profit the company has ever
made. Wow.
So, can you change for the better? Absolutely. Was it painful for them? Absolutely. But everybody's smiling now.
They are.
They bonuses.
They don't remember the pain now. So what did you do? What did they do?
It was a combination of things, but the two main things were sales, obviously, and teaching them how to sell value, don't sell price. And that was a big change for them, huge change. Took a lot of time and investment.
Every small business owner must be able to do this or you can't stay in business.
You can't.
Because we can't.
Or you're gonna have
to. Because the price war is over and we lost.
Yeah, how true. How true that is. And the other was building them a customized one- or two-page dashboard so they could see things happening in their business before they became huge problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they could take priorities on them. And we made them priorities. So I met with them once a month, had all their business leaders in a room.
Are you saying they were wasting things that they didn't have to waste?
Of course.
Yeah, in that kind of, that industry, you know, a half a yard of sand here and a gallon of paint there gets expensive at the end of the year.
Yeah, that eats up your margins.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got cost control about our internal process. Can we be more efficient? And, of course, we found a lot of gold in them hills. Can we get our salespeople to be more productive and sell value? Tremendous gold in those hills. And finally, a dashboard that kept the whole team focused on the top priorities, and they couldn't escape it because every month we were in a red-green system on the top priorities of the business.
Right.
And if we weren't achieving them, we figured out what we had to change for the next month.
You double their sales, which and grew their margins, and took them to another level.
And they all got big bonuses.
And you didn't have to, and there was no magic bullet either, was there?
It's just good old work. Okay?
It's just
smart work.
It was everything that they had the ability to do themselves.
It is true. We didn't have to go out and invest in a big system or do something, big capital expenditure. We didn't have to do that.
Low-hanging fruit. That's what we were talking about a while ago, low-hanging fruit.
And don't you love that?
How many of us all could do that right now, including me, Bob? You know?
Well, me too, my friend.
Doctor, okay. Physician, heal thyself, right?
Yeah, amen.
No, really, but the point is we all need someone else to help us see through the forest for the trees.
I think you do. And smart owners realize this.
Yeah.
They realize it. I'm dealing with a guy right now, small business, and he said to me, Bob, I really need some help. I'm trying to launch this new product.
I got 20 seconds.
Okay, he asked me this a couple weeks ago, and he's been putting me off. Finally, I sent him a note and just said, look, what does it cost you if the product doesn't go out on time or is delayed or doesn't work?
Mm-hmm.
Now is the investment worth it? He sent me an email this morning at 5 o'clock. Let's have coffee.
Hey, Bob, I appreciate you, man. Good job. And congratulations on helping that small business owner up there. As I know you do many folks, check it out at bobprosen.com. That's how you find him. And let him know if he can help you. Thanks, Bob. Come back soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.